Numbers chapter 21. Now King Arad the Canaanite, who lived in the south, heard that Israel was coming by the route of Atharim, and he waged war against Israel, and he took some of them prisoner. Then Israel made a vow to the Lord, and said, "If you decisively deliver this people into our hands, then we will destroy their cities." And the Lord heeded Israel, and he delivered up the Canaanites, and they destroyed them and their cities, and they named the place Hormah. Then they moved from Mount Hor by the route of the Red Sea to go round the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and Moses, saying, "Why have you brought us up from Egypt for us to die in the desert? For there is no bread and no water, and our being loathes this insubstantial bread." At this the Lord sent fiery serpents on the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he removes the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make yourself a fiery serpent and put it on a standard, and it will come to pass that everyone who has been bitten, but who looks at it, will live." So Moses made a copper serpent and put it on the standard. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten a man, and he beheld the copper serpent, he lived. Then the sons of Israel moved on and encamped at Oboth. Then they moved on from Oboth and encamped at the ruins of Abarim in the desert which is alongside Moab, towards the sunrise. From there they moved on and encamped at the brook of Zered. From there they moved on and encamped at the other side of the Arnon, which is in the desert, which comes out of the territory of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab between Moab and the Amorites. This is why it relates in the book of the wars of the Lord: Vaheb in the whirlwind, and the brooks of Arnon, and the outpouring of the brooks, which turns to the dwelling of Ar, and adjoins the border of Moab. And from there they moved to Be'er, which is the well where the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people, and I will give them water." Then Israel sang this song: "Spring up, O well, sing in response to it. As for the well, princes dug it, the nobles of the people excavated it, with lawgivers with their staffs." And they moved from the desert to Matanah. Then they moved from Matanah to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from the valley of Bamoth, which is in the open country of Moab, to the summit of Pisgah, which overlooks the landscape of Jeshimon. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, and said, "We would like to cross your country. We will not deviate through field or vineyard, and we will not drink well water, but we will go by the royal road until we have crossed your territory." But Sihon did not allow Israel to cross his territory, and Sihon gathered all his people, and he went out against Israel into the desert. And he went to Jahaz and fought against Israel. But Israel struck him by the blade of the sword, and he came into possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, up to the sons of Ammon, for the territory of the sons of Ammon was strongly held. So Israel took all these cities, and Israel lived in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and all its satellite towns. For Heshbon is the city of Sihon, king of the Amorites. And he had fought against the first king of Moab, and he had taken all his land from his control as far as the Arnon. This is why those who speak in Proverbs say, "Come to Heshbon, the city of Sihon will be built up and established. For fire went out from Heshbon, a flame from the town of Sihon. It consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the heights of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab, you have been ruined, O people of Chemosh. He has made its sons fugitives, and taken its daughters into the captivity of Sihon, king of the Amorites. But we have shot them down. Heshbon has been ruined up to Dibon, and we have laid them waste as far as Nophah, which extends to Medeba. Then Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites. Then Moses sent spies to spy out Jazer, and they captured its satellite towns, and he dispossessed the Amorites who were there. Then they turned and went up the road to Bashan. And Og, king of Bashan, came out against them, he and all his people, to the battle at Edrei. And the Lord said to Moses, "Do not be afraid of him, for I will deliver him and all his people into your hand, and his land, and you will deal with him as you dealt with Sihon, king of the Amorites, who was living in Heshbon." And they struck him and his sons and all his people, so much so that he had no survivors left. And they took possession of his land.